you drive Interstate 90 through Jackson, Minnesota, you'll see a fort near the freeway. Take the exit and explore the place, and you'll find the story of a community that built their own fort while the U.S. military fought the Civil War. The museum and grounds here are quite impressive, and I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In 1862, the area around today's Jackson, Minnesota, had experienced two attacks from Native Americans in the past 5 years that resulted with settlers being killed. The folks in this area knew the U.S. military was busy fighting the Civil War, so they constructed their own civilian fort here.
They would go out and work in the fields during the day and come in at night, stay there overnight for protection.
As Ken Cruz explains, Fort Belmont, as it was known, was not a huge military fort. The stockade walls might resemble what you'd think of for forts of the day, but the size was a mere 18 feet by 26 feet with a cabin inside. If there was a threat in the area, a lot of people would be crammed inside a small place.
When there was a panic, then the neighbors came over and there were 60 to 70 people living in this little log cabin and stockade. And they did that through the spring, summer, and fall. And then in wintertime, I guess some of them decided to go back to their own homes. So for 2 years, they did that.
Eventually, tensions eased and the need for the fort passed. It was torn down and the lumber was used for other purposes. Much of what we know today came from an interview of an eyewitness of the time.
All we have really to go on was there was a person that gave a description to someone who did it in a pencil sketch. But we know the actual size and the original location.
The fort was recreated here near the original site in Jackson, Minnesota. There's a large indoor and outdoor museum complex that includes the fort. They'll hold several events on the grounds here each year. It is a fun place to explore, with the centerpiece being the small fort that the earliest settlers built for protection in the 1860s. Traveling the countryside in Jackson, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.